Yo, what up, people? We are back. We're back, and welcome back. It's your boy Skeet here, along with your boy Big Sexy, and our new topic for this moment is...
Okay, should there be an age limit at the club?
Man,
Not 18 and over, 21 and over. Should there be an under limit?
Because some of y'all old players out there still playing the game, and y'all know who y'all are.
Yeah, we know a couple boys who shall remain nameless. We want to bring them out. We want to call him out. We really do, but...
We can't bust him out like that.
He's not yet.
Yeah, not yet. But I will tell you this. You know what? Let's keep it real. And I know a lot of you young cats out there know about this, but young cats out there, you're going out, you're trying to meet a woman, trying to go out there, trying to meet a hoe, whatever you're trying to do, whatever your game is. And there's some old players out there that's been playing so long, but they ain't playing anymore as much as they're tricking. So what they do is they try and use young players... to catch them some new game.
You know what this reminds me of? This is exactly... Okay. This makes me think of Evander Holyfield.
Speak on it.
One of, if not the greatest boxer of our generation.
Speak on it.
Killed everybody. Tyson, everybody.
One of my favorite boxers to watch.
But that dude can't give it up. He's like 48, 50 maybe. Who knows how old that motherfucker is. Still... has a main line to Jesus Christ.
Beating up people for the Lord, no less.
What is it, Philippians?
Hey.
Philippians,
he's the holy warrior. Whatever. The holy warrior, right?
Supposedly. He looks like, his face looks like mashed potatoes. He got his ass whooped for fucking 18 years. He can't give it up.
But Holyfield, we ain't doing this just to diss, man, because I'm saying.
You were the shit. You're
not
anymore.
I loved watching you, man. I wouldn't fight you in the alley. I wouldn't. I'm scared of you, my brother. I'm scared of you.
I would fuck Holyfield.
Look, I might bite you like Tyson. I might get that other ear.
Okay, but the point is, there has to be a maximum age limit. Seeing all these old dudes with the gray hair and the gray chest hair popping out.
Yeah.
Come on, please. Mm-hmm. Please.
Now, we can't name names. We can't bust people out, but... You know, it's just a fact that, you know, when you get older, you get a little bit more money, you can play a little bit longer than the young cats out there. So when you have that money, sometimes you like to show the young cats up for some reason. We don't know why you want to show the young cats up at their own game, because that's their game. That used to be your game, but it ain't your game anymore.
Let's keep it real, too. The young bitches don't want you.
Yeah, they don't.
I don't care how much money you have.
They want your money.
The young bitches do not want you, dude. Please, just... recognize and stop kidding yourself. You're fucking an embarrassment to mankind. You make all the rest of us 20-somethings look bad.
And you're slowing our game up. And yes, if you want to call it hatred, maybe it could be. You know what? I don't mind being called a hater on this one. You know why? Because guess what? Maybe you should have had your game tight when you was younger.
Yeah.
We get pussy. I'm sorry. We on the radio. We got a nice little show here. Guess what? People call in. They like us. So, guess what? Get your game tight. Don't say we ain't got our game tight, but you might be a little bit too old to be playing a game you still trying to play. Because when you get a certain age, it ain't playing, it's tricking.
Let me put it to you like this. If you laugh like this, you don't belong in the club. I'm sorry. You do not belong. If you use the line, let me tell you something, player. Let me tell you about this, young blood. If you talk like that, you don't belong in the club. The bitches don't want you.
Oh, man.
Please. You're embarrassing.
Oh, we don't even know how to go on there. But you know what? Maybe some other people might want to tell us. You know, everybody can come in and talk about it if they want to. Bring it up if you want to. But call us up if you want to talk about it. But another thing I want to touch on, and I know my man Big Sexy over here want to touch on, is this. Speaking of clubs, the next thing we're going to go into, straight guys going into gay clubs. And
that's gay.
Yeah.
Period. No ifs, ands, or buts, it's gay.
And you know, sometimes me and Big Sexy don't agree on certain things, but you know what? I'm with him on this one.
That's 100% gay.
Now, this is the thing. This is how I look at it. This is how your boy looks at it. Your boy Skeet over here, this is how I look at it. All right. Let's say, for example, you know, I hate to bring up extremes, but let's say I'm not Muslim. I'm not Christian. I barely, you know, do what I do. I get by. But I'll say this. I don't go and hang out. Like, if I don't want nobody to think I'm a certain What's the best way to put this, Big Sexy? What's the best way to put this? To keep it PC? Because I know we're on Uncensored, but what's the best way to keep it PC?
If you're straight and you go into a gay club, you're gay, period.
I feel that. I feel that. My thing is this. Like, even if you ain't gay, you go into a gay club, gay guys are going to think you're gay.
Exactly. Okay? You're going to get hit on.
And you got to expect it.
Exactly. If you go into a church, people are going to think you care about the Holy Ghost.
Exactly. If you're hanging out in a mosque, people may think you're Muslim. And you know what? That's their right to think you're Muslim because you're hanging out in a mosque. Thanks for helping me out with that, Big Sexy. Thanks for helping me out.
If you're a vegetarian and you eat a steak, guess what? You're not a vegetarian anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So, straight guys kicking it in gay clubs. My thing is this, too. This is what I personally get mad at. And I'm going to go ahead and give the gay guys out there a little help on this one. I'm going to give them a shout out on this one. Because this is what pisses me off. This is what grinds my gears, fellas. This is what pisses me off right here. I'm a single guy. I go into a club. I want to go find some girls, you know. I'm hoping single girls go in the club. What happens? Couples go in that bitch.
Yeah, I fucking hate that.
Why the fuck you want to go in the club with your man, your girl? Stay at home. Do what you got to do. Have
go
a good
see
time.
A movie.
Yeah, go do some shit that couples could do, you know. Drink coffee together. Y'all love each other. That's why y'all
go
together.
Fuck.
Yeah, huh?
Go fuck.
Seriously.
You don't have to go into the club and try to pick up on all these other bitches that aren't talking to us.
Yes.
Go fuck.
So what happens is,
that's the only reason to have a girlfriend.
So, you know,
steady fuck partner.
You get these mad ass players walking up in the club like, why this dude hollering at my girl? Why this dude? Why he coming at my girl? Why? Because your bitch is in the club. You in the club with your bitch, and guess what?
Bitch chose me.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, she could have been looking. But why? Why? So anyway, how I'm going to make this relate is this. When you go in a club, 90% of people that go in a club, they go in a club, even though they may not say it, they go in there, try and see what they can find, try and hook up, try and holler at a bitch, try and holler at a dude, whoever you want to get at. So, guess what? I believe, even though I've never been in a gay club, I believe gay people do this too. So, if they going in there,
that's obvious.
They probably get frustrated, like, why are these straight motherfuckers coming up in here if they ain't gay? So, I'm giving my gay folks a shout out, saying, you know what, I'm with y'all. You know what? I believe in everything y'all do as far as, like, if y'all want to do it, that's y'all thing. Do it. Be gay. All you want to. But for those straight dudes, I'm with you on, like, saying, you know what? If it's a gay club, be a gay club. Let the gay guys go in there. Straight club, let it be a straight club.
Plus, every gay guy that I've ever known, I'm going to be honest, it hasn't been a lot, but every gay guy I've ever known has loved trying to hook up with a straight guy. That's
challenge.
Like their fucking dream. That's their challenge. It's like every guy trying to get
the 10.
A lesbian.
The 10, yeah.
Every guy trying to hook up with a lesbian. She hasn't had my dick yet.
You know what? I like
same exact thing.
I like women that are a challenge. I like women that are, as much as I like to complain about it when I'm trying to go through the motions of trying to get her, I like women that are a challenge. The easy chicks, those are the ones that never get called back. You think a gay dude don't like a challenge? You think that ain't in human nature?
Yeah. Now, while we're still talking about the clubs, let's talk about the bitches in the clubs. Let's talk about the no friendly, just the bitches in the clubs.
Them rude bitches.
The bitches, they come in the cliques, 15 girls together.
They want to dance together.
They want to dance together. They don't want to see any guys. No, we came together, we leave together. I fucking hate that.
No. Here's my pet peeve. This is the bitch that gets me. When her friend wants to leave with you, when her friend wants to be with you,
the cock block,
that purse holding bitch. Listen, listen, you purse holding bitch. You know who you are. You fucking heifer. I can't stand your ass.
Isn't one coming over right now?
Oh, Sexy, keep it real. But let's not tell them. We might have to edit this shit out. But yeah, we got a little company coming over. But this is the thing, though. That purse holding bitch, and you know who you are. You know who you are. Just whenever, if your homegirl's trying to hook up, let her hook up. Don't be a hater. Just because you ain't mad and you ain't getting none and you holding the purse all night. Come on.
And 9 times out of 10, guys don't go to clubs alone either. So take one for the team. Hook up with the ugly dude.
I'm sure somebody took one for the team and hooked up with your purse holding ass one time.
Exactly. Your mama probably did it with your dad. They probably didn't like each other.
But that's where we want to go with it. That's what we want to talk about. That's just something, you know. This is just what we feel over here on Beating Around the Bush. We feel is some club etiquette. You know, that's what we
there should. Needs to be a rule book. We need to write a book about that shit.
You know what? You know what?
If age maximum 37.
You know what? 37 years.
37 years old.
37. I'm with that. I'm with that.
That still might be too old.
37. That's pushing the envelope right there.
I say 21 to 35. How about that?
Now let me say this though. Let me say this to all the women out there, and there's not many of them. There's not many of them that are. Let me finish. If you're 37 and you look like you're 23, you can be in a club until you can be in the club a good 4 more years. But that's only if you're 37 and you look 23. And like I said, there's not many of them out there. There's not. And I know a lot of you bitches out there. I know a lot of you lie about your age well into your fucking 40s.
That's another fucking topic.
Too. Yeah. You lie about your age well into your 40s. You tell every. I don't know how many bitches I'd have known that are masqueraded like they 25. But I'm like, I know that bitch is older than me.
Yeah.
So, just, you know. Bitches, yeah. Try and keep your game tight. Even though it's not, try and keep your game tight.
Yeah, because my game is tight. So mm-hmm. You gotta catch up, bitch.
Yeah. Y'all playing catch up out there. And, well, not everybody.
Our listeners aren't
playing catch up. Our listeners are right on top of the game.
What's up with all the girls going to the club and dancing with each other?
You know what? Them attention
wouldn't you?
Whores.
I mean, wouldn't you want to dance with someone else? I mean, that's just me.
No, it ain't. It ain't you, Big Sexy. It just ain't you. You know what?
I hate bitches.
You know what it
but
is?
I love them so much.
You know what? You can't hate them. You gotta love them because, you know, it's just the nature of man. But I'm just saying, like, these chicks, they just want to go on ahead and dance with each other because sometimes they just want to be attention whores. They want to get our attention, but the minute they get the attention, then they kind of don't know what the fuck to do with it.
That's true. That's a lot to do with it.
They really don't.
They don't know
what the fuck
bitches
to
don't
do.
Have a game. Especially the hottest bitches.
It's low self-esteem.
Yeah.
Wow. I hope we're helping people out, but we're going to get the fuck out of here real quick. Because, you know, we got some other shit to do. But don't mean we don't love y'all out there. So, please keep listening. Love what you're hearing. And we'll get back at you.
Peace.